Town of Wanoven, continuation of the visit with John Turner with Rick this Thursday, the 19th of October, 72. Channel 1 over, continuation of the visit with John Turner with Rick this Thursday at lunch, it's 19th of October, 72.
Lock my mama for coming down here to see me in jail.
She just come down to visit.
Just come down to see me, to visit, to see me. And them man said, let's lock her up too. And lock my mother up. Really done it. And Mr. Powell Crawley, they called down there and told him, Janie ain't never done nothing to nobody and never bothered nobody. Turn Janie loose. And they turned her out. Sure did. The next day, they turned me loose.
John, I missed that. Tell me about it.
They had me in jail in Old Keller.
Old Keller, yeah.
The old house had burnt down, and they said, he burnt it down. Yeah, he burnt it down. Now, I ain't never had nothing like that in my mind to do or nothing. So they put me in jail.
Yeah.
Well, the next day, my mother come down and said, I come down to see my son. He in jail. I want to see him. And the man said, uh-huh. They lock her up, too. And they locked my mother up.
Goodness.
Mr. Powell Crawford called down to the jail. Told him, said, what you doing with Janie in jail? Turn Janie or loose. She ain't never bothered nobody. And ain't never done nothing to nobody. Turn her out of there. They opened the door and turned my mother out. Then the next morning they turned me loose. Because they couldn't prove nothing on me because I hadn't done nothing. So they turned me and her loose then after he told them that.
And they accused you of setting fire to that house?
Yeah. Excuse me of that. Yes, sir. They done that. Man, they tried to do everything to trick me. So after a while, a man hired me and said, I'll tell you what I want you to do, Turner. I was working for him just like I'm working for you. I want to tell you what a tricky man pulled on me, a white fella. He said, see all them hogs down in the grove, them wallah hogs, you kill them. They're eating up my tangerines and rooting up my garden. So you kill them and do whatever you want with the meat, or you catch them and pin them up, and you can have them. And I've done it for about a year. Working for him, you know, and killing old hogs and catching them. And finally, one morning, they come up, they say, somebody missed a hog out the pen and say, you got their hog. My brother-in-law. That was Mr. Bishop's brother-in-law. I went, go to the game and hire a lawyer. I hired Mr. Crosby and them lawyer. All right. So when I hired this lawyer, know what this lawyer done? Got my money and sent me to the chain gang. Give me 2 years in Rayford.
Oh, you've been on the chain gang?
2 years in Rayford. But nothing, for nothing. Man, I ain't never been so aggravated and hurted. Give me 2 years, that's been 30 years ago. Give me 2 years in Rayford. And the man what had me catching the hog told my mother that I could say one word and they'll turn loose, but I'm not going to do it. He pulled a dirty deal on me. I don't care who you is, if you pull a dirty deal on me, I sure will tell you. And he done that to me. So since I've been back, that the second year after I come back, he tried to hire me back away from my terminal, so I won't wait for you no more. I said, because you done something to me, you know you shouldn't have done. You should have told the people you had me hired to kill them wild hogs out your grove and not let them put me to send me to trouble for my little children and wife. And so he tried to hire me. I wouldn't wait for him. Every seaman now, he want me to come do something for him, or he will do something for me. But I told him, no, sir, I just don't bother with him. His name, Mr. Bill Bishop. I don't care who knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He owned all them big groves out there. Next to Citra, next to Mr. Crosby. He moved to Old Keller now and sold all them groves.
He a rich man?
Yeah, he was principal. He used to teach school. But he sure tricked me and sent me to Rayford. He's done that. That's sure.
Well,
I don't know why he would have done such a trick as that, but he done it. But you know the Bible says you'll reap what you sow, didn't it? I don't forget what the good book says. I ain't want to do no more to you than I want you to do to me. I'm tell you that, I'm funny. If I treat you good, you treat me good. If I treat you wrong, I know I'm going to get my wrong treatment back. Ain't I right? I'm going to treat you right. That's all in me. And if I can't treat you right, I just won't fool along with you. I'm going to tell you the truth. And the man say, I got you hired to wake over you on the way I wake. Say, ain't no boss, man. You your own boss. I'll tell you what to do and you your own boat. I told him, well, I'll tell you one thing. I said, if you're here, I'll give you a day's wage, and if you're going, I'll give you a better day's wage.
Yeah.
I say, now that's all I got to say to you. So when every time I go over there to work, the man say, I do too much in a day. So I ought to slow down. And I got to, they see me to work like that, and I work like that. I go ahead and do what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm through. And if I ain't coming to work for you, I tell you plain straight, I can't come. I'll call you and let you know before that time comes. I can't get there. I'm too much worried about
it. Well, they didn't treat you bad in Rayford.
I drove tractor there.
Yeah.
That's what I done. Drove tractor. On a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't see nobody. I was out there by myself. I wouldn't see nobody till that night or that evening. I come in from. I'd go out that morning, I'd see somebody. When I come in that evening, I'd see somebody.
Yeah.
Nobody to knock me off and nobody to stop me to work. I'd go out and drive that tractor. Yeah. That's all I done. So I made 10 months of it. And the seat wasn't right, so they turned me loose on a parole.
Oh, they did.
They did. And I waited and I made the parole, and then they turning them old papers in, and I sued with that. I didn't make the 10 months of it, but them 10 months I made it out there on a tractor. I didn't do anything. Man, say I don't believe you. Even the captain and all of them, I don't believe you done no nothing. They're not like you to mine, and you stay in your place. You know, like, you ain't like them other boys there. They raise sand in you all the time. You know them other boys keep putting them in the sweat box, and they ain't never had to put me in no way. Turn me loose out there to go to work by myself.
Yeah. You never was a roughneck?
I ain't never been that of me. No more one thing. I used to fight a little bit. Me and the fellas getting the fellas kind of run over me. I'd grip them and make them whip me. So I just quit that too.
Well, fellas supposed to fight a little bit, John.
Yeah, but I'll tell you the truth. I was fighting a little too much. The fellas would bother me and pick at me, you know, and then get in a fight.
Yeah.
And they get the worst end of it. Everybody say, I'm wrong. So I stay from around down them places with it. You know where I'm all those jokes.
Yeah.
I stop going around. I don't go around them. I don't even go there. Now, I had a son used to go there, and I'd go there to pick him up. And every time I go there, someone started picking at me again. So I said, told my wife, if my son want to go there, let him go there. I said, I ain't going there at him. He can stay down there to the jokes. He gambled. My son, I got a son gambling.
Yeah.
He's young. He ain't but 20 years old. And he started gambling when he was 15.
Yeah.
And he get your money if you don't watch him. He can gamble.
He can?
Yeah, man. There will be the deck of cards. He ain't in New York, no. I don't know what he's doing up there. He went to pick apples. He loved to gamble. I don't know where he get that from. I ain't never loved to gamble.
Nobody around your family?
I had an uncle now. I used to do that. He did. He's a young man. He's about 2 years older than me. Now, he used to gamble. He used to go all down south and gamble. Went down there and stayed. And me one thing, my mama said, the people called him and told us, a man that chopped his brains out of the axe. Mm. Gambling is dangerous.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, he chopped his brains out of the axe down there.
But your boy never knowed him.
No, my boy ain't even know him. Mm-mm. I don't think he was born then.
I didn't know there was much gambling going on.
Man, sure. Down there to that old place over there, the city, it's called the Stardust Club. The man done told him 7 or 8 times to stop shooting them dice and playing that poker there on the front of that place. And they get right on to the front, on that porch, be that light, next to the highway, and gamble and shoot dice. Start off on Friday evening and don't stop until until Monday morning. Just because it'd be about 2 or 3 o'clock tonight. On Sunday night when it's up. And some of them still want to go somewhere and gamble right on because they done lost all their money.
They go straight through?
Yeah.
Right there in the center.
Yeah, right up there to that old Stardust Club. And the chaplain been there and seen them doing it and told them to quit doing it or go right on the back and do that. And they hard headed. They still on that front right on. You fix them, director.
That been going on?
Yeah. The sheriff stopped and told them, say, y'all go right on the back if y'all want to shoot them dice or play them cards. But they get right on the front, they're right on.
Golly. You've seen a lot of things, haven't you?
Yeah, man, I've been through a heap too, but I don't want no more. I don't want to even be around me, I'm full of that.
You don't even want to be around there?
No. If I go along there and I see somebody shooting them dice or gambling, I'm going. Man, it's a fellow got killed there.
Yeah.
Boy shot another boy shot him.
Yeah.
With a 38. Killing deed. Young man too. Well,
you don't have to be one of them. You can just be standing around.
That's what I'm talking about. This boy wasn't doing nothing. The one that was want to do something, he didn't kill none of them. He killed the innocent boy out there.
Yeah.
That's what he done.
Well, now tell me again, John. Let me get that straight. Up here, they got you up there in Gainesville when you were just selling okra.
Selling okra and peas and things like I come along here selling stuff. I had a little old book. You know them little old books with a receipt book.
Yeah.
And I opened it out and I was writing out of who all the old men seen, but you had to go to pick up my money and be the people the old men saying.
Yeah.
And that man said that was a bull eater book. And the man what was in the house and me or nobody couldn't tell him that wasn't one. And that wasn't numbered what I had in that book. A man told me, he said he'd have been on the coat with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I wanted to get off from that. Man said he'd have been at the coat. So he wouldn't have let him done him that. He said he'd have been on the coat. And I'd have paid I went there and see what the fine was going to be. And he answered $200. He'd have just paid it. That killed the whole thing. He didn't have to go to no coat. But the man said it would have been better for me to go to coat. The man with the facility didn't charge them $50 a piece to get out, him and his wife. Charge them $50 a piece, charge me $200, excuse my bond $50 I lose.
And you got the lawyer?
I didn't get no lawyer for that. I got a lawyer about them hogs.
Oh yeah.
And the man sat me to Rayford anyhow. In 2 years in Rayford, I made 10 months. Got out on a parole. That's right.
And all you doing out there is selling okra?
That's all. Had a little Falcon station wagon, poor. Nothing but okra and peas and peanuts and cane, oranges. That's why I was selling all that stuff. Had it in my car. You couldn't tell that man nothing.
You know, a fella would know that if a fella had fresh vegetables like that.
He said, I'm the pickup man. He said, I come to pick up the pile of money, you know, go around from house to house and pick up all that money and go in and then they sort of bull eat a number and then come back and tell the people. He said, that's what I'm doing. That's what he's saying.
Well, what do you think you're doing with all them fresh vegetables?
He figured that was my alibi. That was, man, them fellas are something else. Just like the little boy, what I told you about the suitcase. That man would have stopped me, he'd have swear. I didn't know what that was in and I didn't know a thing about it.
You know, that's pretty good, John, that suitcase business.
That was a good one. They pulled a good one on me.
Yeah, now let me have that again. I want to see that. He was down there at your place.
That's right. He said, I'm going to hire to go to Starks to the bus station at my pick up my suitcase. So I got to Starks. I said, here's the Greyhound bus station right here. Right on the main line going on to the Jacksonville. I said, here's the Greyhound bus station. I put it right in this side there. Go ahead. I said, look, you're on the bus station. I got the thing around into a room where I used to stay. And around there, he got the suitcase. Open your trunk. Put it under the trunk and lock the trunk back down.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Come to Waldo. He seen the sheriff. He said, I owe that man you owe some money. He stopping and give the sheriff some money. I don't know how much he give him. And another man was telling him, and the man gave him a receipt. I pull off my come on home. When I got home to my house, he said, let me leave my suitcase here. I said, no, you better carry your suitcase because I don't know whether I'll be here when you come back or not. So that time he said, let me show you what's in that suitcase. Open it. Had about 4 gallons of moonshine, man.
Yeah.
I said to myself, you done that trick that time. You paid me $8.20 to gas, but you won't do it no more with me.
And your wife was in favor of it.
My wife jumped up and like to fell out. She's been sick ever since now. No, said, that's something I don't hold them, let nobody put nothing like that in my car. My wife been half sick of his hands. That thing done scared her to death. You don't bother nothing like that.
Now, if there's anything going on out there in the woods, you wouldn't go in that close to that, would you?
No, sir. I went through the woods one evening. I was going down to a man named Charlie Bunny to see about taking I had a little guilt, so I wanted to take her to the mill, and I was going down there to see him, and I stepped out in the bushes. I'm going down there, and I said, well, right now, a good place for me to step through the bushes. So I stepped out in the bushes, and I did. And I had to come back to the road after I'm in the bushes to myself, come back to the road. Just as I went to step in the road, the man said, "Halt and put your hands up." I threw up my hands. I said, "What's that?" Looked at the sheriff all around me. The sheriff was everywhere to be around me. Say, "It's a dead man out there, and if nobody don't come, you the one killing." I said, "Now, what these people trying to do to me, you know?" I want a Saturday evening. I hadn't bought no grocery or nothing. And he made me stay out there with them until 1 o'clock that night. Nobody didn't come. He said, "Well, nobody ain't come." So this Urgus man's son, he was a sheriff. He said, "Grand Jose, what they doing with you out here?" I said, "Man, the man told me I can't go home. He told me I had to see him, so I was here." He said, "I know you ain't putting nothing out there. They didn't kill nobody and put out there." And why nobody didn't come. "Come on, let's go get the stuff. There ain't nobody coming." The man got a 5-gallon jug of moonshine and a 1-gallon jug. And because how many of them bushes they tall where it was, they say it was mine. And he said, "Nobody don't come, you kill that man and put him in there." I said, "Man, I don't know nothing about that." I said, "If I'd have seen it, I'd have went there and drunk it." He said, "Yeah." I said, "You drink?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I sure just drunk it. If I'd have seen it, I sure have got me some of it." He said, "It would have been your liquor too if you'd have went to that jug." I said, "We know there wasn't no dead man out there. We know that jug of liquor. We thought you was going out there to see where it was or something."
Oh.
And I had this man in the bushes, you know, to myself. And so they waited till about 1 o'clock that night, and I took the big old 5-gallon jug back and put it in the sheriff's car. He got the little 1-gallon jug to put me in the back of the car and the liquor in the back of the car. They got to the highway up there where you get between the 4-lane and got on between there. He said, "Try that in that little jug, turn it and see if it any good." I turned it up, glug, 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 glug. He said, is it any good?" I said, "It's pretty good liquor, you know, boy." And I said, "Y'all ought to give me the little jug." He said, "No, you ain't getting that jug." Said, "Get you another big drink of it." I drank some more. I didn't want it. I was drinking it because I figured it got messed with me. I drank some more. He said, "Now go down there and give me some money." And took some numbers off of the money and sent me to them fellas' house to buy something. He said, "Buy it and bring it back to them."
Okay,
but I mean, and the fellas had more sense than I had. They wouldn't let me have none.
Yeah.
I got drunk. I took. He said, "Why you didn't come back to us that night, Turner?" I said, "Man, I got drunk." I told y'all all of them give me a little juice. I said, "Well, yes, sir. I drunk some. Yeah, there's some good moonshine that night. I didn't want it, but I was drinking it to keep them in cage." He said, "Well, it dealt me a while after I drunk the liquor." He said, "Well, we got you. You can't use for drunk." I said, "Well, they got me anyhow to myself, but they turned me loose and sent me to buy some liquor for them fellas." I didn't come back to them that night. I told them, "I got drunk."
Now, what'd you rather have? Some good moonshine or this old
ball whiskey? Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. They got some good moonshine do better than that old field, that old ball whiskey.
Yeah.
If you got something to make some medicine, you can make some good medicine with that. That ain't no joke.
Well, it needs a little aging, don't it?
That's right.
You don't want it just
raw, no.
Raw.
No.
And if you get some, they used to tell about this fella, I forget his name, he is up here towards on this road up north, Mississippi. They used to, a family of them there.
Yeah.
And, what was his name? His wife made all that fine butter and brought it down there and made it of itself.
And okay. She's,
you know, I mean, and Tuck Mack told me about that.
Yeah.
He said he'd go by there, and the last time he went by there, he says to him, he could use a little liquor.
Yes.
And this man's wife says, "Well, just go on back to that shed and figure out what's wrong." And he said he went back there, and he had a shed, an open front, and he said there was glass jars, gallon jars of it, just clear across. And he picked up one of it and took it home. And it was always good.
Yes.
Now, and they was nice people.
You're right.
Now, that was back about the war, time of the war.
Yes.
And they weren't, you see, he wasn't, nobody gonna bother him.
Sure.
At that time.
No.
Now his boys went to war and they come back and it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
And one of them got killed out here. I wish I could remember the name. But now, old man Crosby, he didn't have anything. That White Star, is that where the place is?
Stardust Club.
Stardust Club.
Yeah.
That been there a long time?
He's been there about 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 15 years.
And that's sort of the headquarters?
Mm-hmm, that's the headquarters. It is gambling, doing, fighting, raising sand. Yeah, I don't go down there no more myself. I used to go down there years ago, but I quit.
Same people run it?
Yeah, the same people run it. Their mother used to run one, and their mother died, and their mother told them they don't run no more places like that, but they run it anyhow. They run it, that girl run it anyhow. So.
Well, and if they don't get rough, I guess the law don't bother them.
No, they don't. They don't come out there unless they call them.
Yeah.
There's some of them call them out there.
Yeah. Just quiet it down.
That's right.
Well, now, old man Crosby and people like that, they never had anything to do with that.
No, they didn't do nothing. But help get them out of jail if they'd get in jail.
Yeah.
You'd say a word for them to help get them out. You know, there's a whole lot of them wait for them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but after. So you get them out of jail and they have them wake it out, you know, and funk around. And give them half of the money or part of it, and they pay them somewhere until they pay that out. And
yeah.
Well,
them days is sort of pretty well gone.
It sure is. Money ain't no good to you to get out now. You have all you want and they're going to give you some time.
Yeah.
You make some time now.
And after you get there, you're not going out and by yourself and drive a tractor either.
That's right. No more.
I remember my uncle went to jail one time. That was in World War One. He was at the powder plant, called it, making powder up there in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Out there towards Lebanon. And him and a fella, well, it didn't happen up there, it happened back there where I was in Wicker County. Him and a fella got into it, and he had his cane, and he just caned the fella, knocked him cold, and it brought him to court.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a little spat, you know.
Sure.
But they put him in jail, and he spent a week or 10 days down there in jail.
Yeah, sure.
And I can remember he wore his good clothes, and he still had that cane, and he'd come up and walk around the square, and visit the people. He knew a lot of people up there at the county seat, you see, and then he'd go on back down to the jail and sit around and read the newspaper.
Sure, right.
It's all right, that sort of jail, ain't it?
Sure, right.
Yes. And your vegetable friend over there.
Yeah.
Over there. At
the Wembley.
Mr. Wembley. You hadn't seen him?
I seen him yesterday, but he was going, man, he had somebody, another man was in the truck with him, and buddy, he's going that way. He's getting up, going that way, over here on this road here.
441?
Yes, sir. I did a Mickey Nope when he come through there. He must have been the game or something.
Yeah.
Had some man or another in there with him, I don't know who it was, a white fella. He's coming from that way, getting up. But it's a barn. Pardon me. There's a barn back over there to Flemington. You go to Flemington. You go out that highway, leave Flemington going back north. And you go way up a highway there. On up that way. West. And you come to a big old house and a big barn over on the left.
Yeah.
I used to wait for that man. That man had that barn with nothing but 5 gallon jugs of moonshine. And nobody better not go there. Man, he had some people watching that place all the time. No sheriff or no law better not come in there. Man, it is rough. That was a rough crew of men.
Yeah.
Now, let me see.
I will get them names.
Flemington. Say, how do you get to Flemington?
You go across from...
the East Marion Market?
That's right. And
that's
then you,
right.
When you come out to Flemington, where that post office, you turn back to your right. You go up that road till you come to another crossroad going in this way.
To the left?
Mm-hmm. Where you... you know where the river road come back to Micanopy from there.
Yeah.
When you come down to, you come down a big hill and it's another road crosses right there.
Yes.
And still you going east, you go west. And go up that road a little piece in a big barn and a big house. And that was some moonshine boys.
Well, let me tell you, John, I know that country kind of pretty well out there.
That was some moonshine.
But I don't know any big barn, big house out there.
You had that thing stacked with nothing but moonshine, man.
What's it close to?
That's been years ago, though.
It ain't there now?
No, that's been some years ago. That place was nasty. Broke out of there. Old Tash Limerick used to, the boy they called Lewis Limerick used to haul liquor from there. He was selling moonshine on there. He used to haul it from there.
Oh, I see.
But I think they cut them fellas, somehow, anyhow. They couldn't go in there, though, because they had too many fellas watching around there, high-powered rifles and things.
Yeah.
Careful nobody else wouldn't go up there.
Yeah.
But I think they finally cut them boys, somehow. These are some young white fellas.
Yeah.
They take a chance on anything to get them a heap of money like that.
Oh, when they get too hot on you, that money won't help you, will it?
We ain't joking.
Well, that big old house, there ain't any more of them over there.
I don't think so. I don't believe he is. I ain't been over there. That's been some time since I've been by there and waked up, man.
You know what we ought
time.
To do?
Mm-hmm.
What we ought to do, we ought to just take a little trip around the country here sometime. Just go around and find, see a few of these places.
Sure, right.
See, he don't know them. I don't know them either.
No, so sure, right.
We could just run around sometime on your vegetable route.
Yeah, that's
you don't have the vegetables now.
No, but none right now. No corn.
No eggplant?
I ain't got nothing. I ain't planting nothing. You're so dry till they don't even no need to plant.
Well, how these people up here get it?
Must be irrigated. Must be got irrigation.
You don't have any?
No, sir. None at all.
Well, you, if you put in peanuts,
mm-hmm.
How much you put in?
How much peanuts an acre?
How much would you want to put in?
5 or 10 acres, anyhow, wouldn't it?
That wouldn't be bad, would it?
No, 5 or 10 acres, something like that.
You don't have to fertilize peanuts?
No, you lime them. But your land got enough lime in it.
You reckon?
All that rock and clay. Mm-hmm. See all that rock and clay you got out there?
Yeah.
You got a lime in your land. There's some places it's sort of sanding, you know.
Yeah.
On the end of that place down there, sanding.
Yeah.
But on the other end and up in the middle there, you can't really keep the fly in the ground so much of that clay and rock there.
It's really hard.
And it's dry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to cut that with a harrow.
Oh, no, you didn't do nothing.
And all it did was just bounce.
Just rock up on top of it and roll.
Yes. Faye?
Yeah.
You got money? Pay
yeah,
John.
I can pay John. I think they've got everything.
You reckon y'all got finished now? You got your cedar going in.
Oh, sort of halfway.
Yeah.
And it's not in trouble now.
No, you...
Yeah, I
can finish
I can pay John.
Yeah. You couldn't bury me old?
I don't think I'm getting enough in.
Yeah.
I never used that thing for a cedar. That old thing there.
And how it put them, I don't know how that thing would put them out. It blown out pretty good.
Yeah. We'll go over and look at it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's enough. Quite enough. You know, you can't get a field of oats unless you put in some seed, can you?
You sure can, though. You got to have it pretty good.
That's see, I don't do enough to keep my hand in, and now I can put out fertilizer pretty well, but
yeah.
I can just put the lever down and tell when it's coming out right.
Sure, right.
But I can't do the oats and stuff.
You can't till the same time. Yeah. But you got fertilizer. We got fertilizer now, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I don't. I hate to say it because I might say it wrong.
Well, you wouldn't fertilize it yet?
I don't think I would till it come up.
Till it come up? I tried that one year and it come up and didn't do well, and then I fertilized it and it took it 2 or 3 weeks for it to get started.
Oh yeah, I sure will.
So
it ain't gonna hurt that old though, is it? I cook my green seeds when I put it up on it like that. But it won't hurt that old though.
You do what?
You know, I had planted greens. And then I went to work, while I was planting the greens, I opened the row and put the fertilizer down and put out, then plant the greens. Just rake up the fertilizer good down in the dirt.
Yeah.
Then I opened a little hole and planted greens in there.
Yeah.
And if they'll go to come up that thing with that fertilizer, would cook them. But they don't know how to do that oats that way.
No.
No.
Not when you broadcast.
No, that's right.
I don't know about the row crop. John, how much we owe you for your, how much you charge?
Yeah.
You
figured it out?
No, wasn't it all paying me. I ain't got to worry about that too much.
Well, John, I haven't any notion how much you...
You worked for the fellow over there for $15?
That's what I bought there, yeah. That's what he paid me.
Well, why don't you pay him $15 a day, then?
Well, how many days did he work?
Well, he worked two.
Two and a piece.
Whatever it is.
It run out to two and a piece, that's all. I don't know exactly what the piece would be, but it's two and a piece.
Well, make it 2/3. It's more than a half, you see. So
right.
We've been here taking his time, just talking, and you can't charge him for that.
No. Yeah, it's in it.
Make
right.
It 30, 40, $40. Is that all right?
Yes, yeah, sir.
All right.
Well,
I'll go out there when you go back out there. I want to see how that thing's doing.
Yeah, I wish you would. you see,
you need you one of them long ones, you know?
Yeah.
With all them little.
I like them. I'd rather have them if I could get them.
You might have could have borrowed that man on, but you don't want to borrow it.
I don't mind borrowing it, but. It's a lot of trouble.
But Buddy Hook ain't in now. He got one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost knew you could have got it, but I don't reckon he feels sick, you know. I don't reckon he wanted to worry.
Yeah. Man. Well, that's it, you see. Yeah, well, now, you take somebody as big as Buddy Hook, you can't worry him unless you got something he wants.
Yeah, you're right. Unless he wants you to do something for him. Yeah.
There ain't nothing I can do for him.
No.
He don't want to borrow anything I've got. Anything.
Oh, sure.
I can do for him.
See,
he got everything down there.
Look like that. The people ought to want to try to help people. Then.
Well, it takes so much time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's right troublesome helping folks.
This old colored boy got one of them things over there. Where I stay. He got everything. All kind of equipment. Every kind of equipment you can name for a tractor, he got it.
Oh, has he?
He got a even much a peanut hole. Whole thing with whole peanuts.
Yes.
And then he got a, what they call this other thing? Got the thing with the scratcher. You know that scratcher? He got all of that. That thing you got out there is one of them things. When you plant peanuts,
yeah.
They level that ground all weird.
Yeah.
You know that thing when you was looking at all them rollers on them little rollers
oh,
on
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
You take that when you plant your peanut, it be down in a row.
Yeah.
Well, you run that up, as soon as you plant them, you run that on top of there.
Yeah.
And it level your ground off. When your peanuts come up, it'll be level.
Yeah.
You can wake it, you can start waking it as soon as it come up.
Yeah.
You got the thing out there.
Yeah.
For that.
It's nice.
And you've planted a lot of peanuts, haven't you, John?
Josh, you'll have. Now, you see that thing you got there? That what you got, you talking about running the disc back over that again, then?
Yeah.
That thing you want to do? You ain't never tried it, though, no reason.
Well, I tell you what, you got some of the clods out
now
there.
Now, that's right about that for that. That's
yeah.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, if you got good seed bed.
That's right. He'll do it.
Yeah.
That's right. But got so many lumps, and that lumps of grass, we hoil it up.
Yeah.
And that cutaway going over didn't get it. You cut away 7 or 8 times. You won't cut through that grass either. It got the rot under there.
Yeah.
That's right.
So since I've been down here, I haven't had one field that was what you might call ready to cultivate.
No.
Always like that. See, rough.
And yeah.
All them old lumps in it.
Tough.
And it stays that way. They never do.
Yeah. Fill out it clear.
Never do.
Is that a pond way back on in your place?
Yeah.
Water in there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Man, you could have been a millionaire this day then, couldn't you?
That's right.
All that water back then, you ain't got no. Get your old Chevrolet engine and a pump and get under to that pond and plant greens around there.
That's right.
And man, you know what greens is now? You know how much greens is a dozen?
No.
$6 a dozen.
Mm.
$6 a dozen.
Yeah.
A dozen bunches is $6.
Good man.
That's what it is. Well, see this man that I work for up here, what I told you I read yesterday? I don't know what his name. This man I told you I work for yesterday, what I read from the house on the Orange Lake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He the one told me that, and he don't do nothing but sell stuff. He said it's $6 a dozen.
Well, you never thought you'd see anything like that, did you?
Never would have. Nothing. I've been getting away for 25 cents and 15 cents and 20 cents. But he said it's sure $6 a dozen. On Jacksonville Market, he told me. He goes up there all the time.
Yeah.
You go up there and pick up sweet potatoes, apples, bananas, and all that kind of stuff.
And he's a Hawthorne?
Yes, sir. Right to the Hawthorne. He sold his place, don't know what he used to sell at. He sold his whole place on the highway.
Yeah.
$25,000 cash.
Yeah.
And him and another fellow owned a piece down below that together. Sold that for $18,000 cash.
Yeah.
He got his money. His name Tom Beeler.
Yeah.
He got his money.
Well, it'd be nice to have a little money. But he won't get any more land.
He done found it out. You know that?
Yeah.
You know he done found that out?
Yes, sir.
He said some colored fellas had about 20-some acres of land. Man, say he told him, if you ever get ready to sell the land, let me be the first one. Give me the first chance. And said the other day, the colored fellow come to him and told him he sold it for $5,000. Sold the land for $5,000. Signed some papers that they never got, but a little bit of the money yet, knowing the way they'll ever get the other. And they say, you don't sign the papers, now you might not never get all that money.
Yeah.
Well, you got $5,000. Yeah. And say, he offered them $12,000 for the place.
How about that?
And they went and give it away for $5,000. Say, he know the land was more than $12,000, but he's going to give them $12,000 for it. What he offered for it?
Say, watch this woman's name. I wish I knew about that. She's up here in Gainesville now, got some children trying to get them into school, and she's sort of middle-aged, got grown children, but all her life she lived down there in Marion County, and her name is Dee Fisher. Now what her folks' name was, I don't know, her uncle and people like that.
Too.
But when she'd grown up, she had 7,000 acres, 6,000 acres of land down there. And then, you see, in the family, they got all crossed up and sold it to somebody else, you see, and like that.
Yeah.
That's the way families do.
Yeah, sure. Right.
So now, she got 400 head of cows.
Good.
And nowhere to put them.
Good.
She got them up there on some land she leased, but they're way up there at Waterloo.
Mom.
And she living down this side of Gainesville, and somebody went in and stole 2,000 bales of hay.
Jesus.
They'll steal everything else. I don't see how she's got enough nerve to do that.
No.
If you had 400 cows, you halfway across the county, how'd you feel?
I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't feel right with that, like that.
Couldn't sleep at night.
No, somebody take everything you got.
Yeah.
You ain't joking. Mm-mm.
Well, now that's the shape she's in, you see. Let's go back.
There's a colored boy over there, got about, he got close to 300 head of cows. He worked for Mr. Shan all his days in there.
Yeah.
His name Louis Gordon.
Louis Gordon.
Louis Gordon. He got about 300 head of cows.
Is he the fella that's got all that equipment?
No. He just used that man equipment off that muck. Banana Bradenton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banana Bradenton.
Well, now, who is it that's got all that equipment?
That's the company from Bradenton, with read that salary.
No, you said you knew a fella.
Oh, that's my sister's husband, brother's son.
Yeah.
He the one got all that stuff. He got three or four great big trucks.
Yeah.
He got about six tractors. Got a whole lot of cars and everything. He got everything a poor man need in there. He said he got a farm, and he got that heavy equipment. He got a big tractor to pull it too.
Yeah.
Now like your land hard out there.
Yeah.
Nothing more sticking. He got something going in.
Yeah.
And got a disc tiller. He'll tear it up.
Yeah.
You know, so he got one of them big ones. Got a three blade one.
Yeah.
Put it behind that big old massive Ferguson. That's what he got. A massive Ferguson big tractor.
Yeah.
Then he got some John Deere tractors.
You got him. But you
know what? He'll put up a fence for you, and I bet you a cow will never get out. He's a fence man.
Oh.
You know where that Black Watch farm?
Yes.
You call it ICL?
Yes.
He built all them fences.
Mm.
Yeah, he built all them fences. And don't take him no time to do it, hardly neither.
Well, now, there's a lot of difference in fences.
Yeah. He put up the board kind and he put up the wire kind.
Both kinds.
He put up any of it. He put it up too.
Yeah.
Don't be all the time doing it.
Well, now, do you know Martha Harris down here across from John Palmer's store?
No, sure no.
She sews. And her son-in-law is the janitor at the Reddick School.
Yeah, I'm going to get her.
Well, it's her son-in-law lives right across the street from him. He's
yeah.
got a lot of equipment.
Yeah, sir.
And he raises hogs.
Yeah.
Raises corn to feed them and puts in oats for them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know him. I just talk to him once or twice.
He's a little brown skin fella?
He's not a little.
He's brown skin fella, ain't he?
Well, tell you the truth, I kind of forget how he looks.
Yeah.
But he's been down there. He worked all his life down there at that school at Reddick. And I ought to remember his name, but I forget it. See, she's Martha Harris, but that's her daughter over there. Her daughter married him.
Yeah.
And they got a nice, pretty house, a lot of things there.
Yeah.
And then they own that land back there, and he farms it, you see.
Sure.
And feeds them hogs.
Well, I don't know if I can get him, but I bet you I'd know him if I'd seen him.
I bet you would.
Yeah. But I know most everybody over in there. I had an uncle who used to live over there. I used to sit with him there all the time, the Reddick.
Yeah.
My uncle used to work for Redden Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, they had big times.
Oh,
back in
man,
there.
Didn't they do? Yeah, well, I'm going to see how this kind of waking thing is.
That's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to see that going on.
Oh, 10-1-0 around 700, I'm just guessing. And the end of the visit with John Turner at lunch this Thursday, the 19th of October, 72. Channel 1 over, 700. End of the visit with John Turner with Rick. This Thursday, the 19th of October, 72. Channel 1 over, around 700. End of the visit with John Turner with Rick. This Thursday at lunch, the 19th of October, 72.